Hello everyone, and welcome once again to the Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Nanda, and as you already know in this podcast, we talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax, and let the magic begin, because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. So everybody, how are you? I hope you are doing fantastic, and I hope you're having a really magical, whimsical weekend. In last week's episode, we were talking about an important character that takes place in the first movie of Harry Potter. This was an alchemist called Nicholas Flamel. That if you look up in the internet, this was a real alchemist. He was a real person. And the alchemists on that time were considered as wizards. So if on the ancient times you were an alchemist, or you said you were an alchemist, people would immediately think that you are a wizard, that you have kind of magic and that you can do a lot of things with your magic. That's why a lot of people were known as magicians, as wizards, but they were alchemists. So we remember, or if you do not remember, I would remember you. We were talking about that. Hagrid said to Harry, Ron, and Hermione this important information about Nicholas Flamel, but he didn't mean to tell them. He was meant to stay quiet, but he couldn't. So while he was talking to them about Nicholas Flamel, then they hear about it. And then they were really concerned. Harry, Ron, and Hermione were really confused because they did not know who was Nicholas Flamel. Why was Nicholas Flamel important? Why does Nicholas Flamel has to do with all of this? And actually, that was one of the questions they asked each other. Like, who is Nicholas Flamel? And they didn't know. So what was the only thing they could do? Because if you remember, they don't have any internet, so they cannot go through Google and search for Nicholas Flamel. They couldn't, because at that time they didn't have Google. So what they did was actually that day went to the library. They went to the library to look up for some books, and as you remember, when they were looking for the books, they couldn't find any information. And of course, I think this was kind of a strategy, because if for some reason somebody found this information of Nicholas Flamel, maybe they would find what was hiding in that room. So of course, it was some kind of protecting system. So they couldn't find any book. And as I told you before, it seems that it happened a lot of time when they didn't find the information, because we see them again, but it's Christmas. When we saw them again, it's already Christmas. So it was a long time ago when they were looking for Nicholas Flamel information and they couldn't find it. So now we take place on Christmas. And something really important to know is that in this kind of festive days as Christmas and many more, students are allowed to go to their houses to spend this holiday with their family. They are allowed to go home and then after the vacations, come back. So, of course, Harry was not going home. He was not going away from Hogwarts. And we see in the movie that we take place into the Grand Salon where Harry and Ron are playing chess. They are playing chess and they are sitting on a bench while playing chess. So, of course, they were not playing normal chess. They were playing magic chess, which this magic chess, you play it as the same way you play the normal chess, but with the only difference that while you play magic chess, you just give instructions to the piece you want to move, and that piece moves by itself. You don't have to move it with your hand. The piece moves alone. So, while they were playing this magic chess, Hermione approached them, and she saw them playing chess, and then Ron did a movement. He did a move, and Hermione got really angry, and she said that was something barbaric. And then Ron was like, "This is magic chess. What do you expect?" So something really important to know is that even though in the movies and in the books they made Ron look like a really dumb, really stupid person, he is not. Actually, he is one of the best players of chess, and for that you have to be like really intelligent. So he didn't have like the intelligence for the subjects and all of the topics you see in school, but for other things he was really, really, really smart. So then Ron saw that Hermione had her bag full of things, and he was like, "Oh my god, you already packed to go home." And then Hermione was like, "Yeah, and why you haven't packed?" And then Ron said that he was going to stay there in the school because his family was visiting his brother Charlie. He's the master of the dragons. He teach dragons, he study dragons, so Ron was very proud of his brother because of that, because you can say that you have a brother that treats with dragons, of course. And this Charlie Weasley, you can't see him in the movies. He never appeared in the movies. They talk about him in the books, but you can't see him in the movies. So, while Harry and Ron were playing, and Ron asked Hermione about if she was already going home, then Hermione was like, "Oh, okay, it's fine. Then you would go with Harry." And because Harry was staying, like I said before. And then Hermione said he has to look up for some information about Nicholas Flamel. And then they were like, "What? We have to keep looking? We have been looking in a lot of parts. We have read many, many books, and we can keep doing this, woman. This is a lot of pressure to us." Of course, they were little boys. So, of course, they would not think that this was some sort of easy task to do. So then Hermione approached them, and she was like, "You haven't seen the books from the forbidden section." Then she stepped back, and she said, "Merry Christmas," and then she went away. So, of course, Ron looked at Harry and he was like, "I think we are a bad influence on her." Because, of course, Hermione, before knowing Harry and Ron, she wouldn't have she wouldn't have assumed that they should look in the forbidden section, because of course it was forbidden. So Harry and Ron didn't have any way to enter it without being discovered. In the forbidden section was also regarded by Flinch. That was the same. He was like the housekeeper of Hogwarts. So he was keeping the safe of the forbidden section, because in the forbidden section it was books that were forbidden, if you didn't know. So what do you think happened? Did you think Ron and Harry went all by themselves to the forbidden section? Do you think they didn't went? Do you think they waited for Hermione to go all three together? Or do you think they just said, like, you know what, let's forget about this Nicholas Flamel dude. We don't even have to search for this dude. What do you think it happened? Well, we will see that in the next episode. But for now, mischief managed.